All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the TiVo Coined Meme Coin Market Update with your favorite two guests, Brian and Joe. Guys, I'm thinking this might, the numbers don't lie. People love it. They love the rundown. They love the interviews. I mean, everything has the synergy together of a great selection of a menu of a podcast channel. I'm really proud of it. That's why we keep bringing you guys back. I'm thinking maybe we start doing this bi-weekly personally. So if you guys are in, I'd like to, like you said, every time I have you on, I want to keep having you back. So excited to do another episode. We just released the rundown yesterday with Brendan. We had a ton of great topics along with some technical difficulties, especially if you watched us live. But that was a great episode. So if you haven't seen that, make sure you check it out. Brendan did a ton of technical analysis on Bitcoin, Ethereum, the altcoin market. So the people that crave that, don't miss it. It's excellent. And we bring on Brian and Joe to kind of do some new news that might have happened in the last 24 hours that we didn't get to cover because it's new news. So we have a couple of topics there around like the Circle IPO and JP Morgan coming out more and talking about Bitcoin. And then, of course, we have our guys in the trenches, the Navy SEALs of the trenches, we like to call them. Brian and Joe are going to break down some of the meme coin markets, especially the pump.fun news, the Trump wallet. There's enough to talk about. There's going to be some great conversation here. So excited to have them on. Welcome back, guys. And Brian, I hear you have some friends, some hockey boys, the fellas. They're interested in the crypto markets. I think we're going to send them this episode as maybe a little introduction. But welcome back, and how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great, man. They're beauties. They're going to absolutely love the rundown show. I told them this is the hottest show on YouTube, and I'll definitely get fired off to those boys.
Love it. Yeah, just remember, fellas, in the crypto markets, you got to have silky mitts. Fast hands, head up. Don't get caught with your head down going across the ice for a buddy pass there. But hopefully you guys like it, and please come back for more. Joe, how are we feeling?
I was great into the Circle IPO, which we'll talk about. So yeah, let's talk about that soon.
Joe's itching to get to the Circle IPO. We'll get there in a minute. We're going to start off with JP Morgan. Yesterday, I'm scrolling. All of a sudden, I see on X, and I think, I know, Brian, you saw this tweet. I think, Joe, you saw it. I know Brendan saw it. I just see, all of a sudden, JP Morgan to accept Bitcoin and crypto ETFs as collateral for loans, and then also they're going to start counting it as net worth for their clients. And my initial thought was just thinking of Jamie Dimon, their CEO. Just wild to think that they're going to accept pet rocks as loan collateral. Because all I've seen over the last, you know, years of us covering the crypto market is Jamie Dimon says Bitcoin is for terrorists, it's for criminals. It's a pet rock, basically, is like his key term that he calls it. But now he wants to give out loans for Bitcoin under his bank, JP Morgan. So I thought, kind of as the maturity of the crypto markets come, it's a fun headline. Obviously, I make a little joke there. But, you know, Brian, what are you thinking when you start to see kind of Jamie Dimon's out of the one side of his mouth, I hate Bitcoin's pet rock, on the other side, you know, actions speak louder than words?
Yeah, I think it's big news, to be honest with you. It's allowing trading and wealth management clients to use crypto, specifically that BlackRock ETF, what's it called, shares, to be used as collateral, and those crypto holdings to like access that overall network. And really, when you're going through an underwriting process, they never evaluate crypto holdings as part of your net worth. So I think this is really big. They're going to start, use underwriting to use those crypto assets. You know, whenever you go through underwriting, they look at cars, stocks, other assets, and they would just completely ignore crypto. So I think this is huge. JP Morgan is now going to identify crypto as a real asset class. And we all know Jamie Dimon, like you said, calling Bitcoin a pet rock. But at the end of the day, I don't think it's going to change Jamie Dimon's personal view on Bitcoin. It's profit's profit. You know, JP Morgan sees the potential here, and they're going to double down onto Bitcoin here. So I really think it's a huge headline in the space.
Yeah, I love it also. I like to unlock liquidity inside. I have some crypto ETFs because of this purpose, you know. Potentially staking will be applied for crypto ETFs, and now we can collateralize them for loans. Something I would love to do is to buy a house and utilize some of my assets there. And you could do it on DeFi already, and with, you know, TradFi, it'd just be a lot easier.
Yeah, couldn't agree more on the unlocking liquidity part. And, you know, it's a sign of the times, obviously, for acceptance. But JP Morgan, again, it's hard to, you know, we make fun of Jamie Dimon, the pet rock, but like, if you're making a Mount Rushmore of CEOs, I think for our generation, I think he's in the conversation for him to be up there. And people always listen to what he has to say. So even though, again, saying he's trashing Bitcoin and other things, it's, you know, the actions of JP Morgan are speaking differently. And it kind of rolls into our next topic of just more companies are adding this Bitcoin reserve. They're putting it on their balance sheets. I know Brendan and I showed everybody on the rundown this week kind of who's holding this Bitcoin ETF. And it's just all the big players. It's not retail. Retail's completely at the bottom. It's all these big funds, you know, the big money, as they call it, that are in this ETF to make it, you know, one of the fastest growing ETFs of all time. And there's a couple other announcements here. Nothing too crazy money wise. K-Wave Media raises $500 million to buy BTC. Bluebird Mining is going to adopt a reserve. Obviously, MicroStrategy keeps doing a ton of different products offering different types of yield around Bitcoin. It's just a fascinating time for adoption. And I think you kind of see that again in the price action. If you, like we say on this, Brendan and I say this literally every week, zoom out on the price action. If you go back to when before the ETFs even went live, you know, to think that we now are at 111,000, you know, hit that mark and now bouncing in the hundreds, you take that every day of the week. So it's literally happening as people have called it. You just have that volatility in the middle. Have you ever wanted to trade Bitcoin but haven't dared tried? With Plus 500 Futures, you can trade crypto without the hassle of opening a wallet. With just a few clicks, you can register and start practicing with their free and unlimited demo. See a trading opportunity? You'll be able to trade in just two clicks. Feel ready? You can move to real money with as little as $100 once your account is approved. And the great thing is that in addition to crypto, Plus 500 gives you access to a wide range of instruments like the S&P 500, NASDAQ, gas, and much more. Explore equity indices like energy, metals, Forex, and beyond. With a simple and intuitive platform, you can trade anytime, anywhere. Experience the fast, accessible futures trading you've been waiting for with Plus 500. With over 20 years of experience, Plus 500 is your gateway to the markets. Visit us.plus500.com to learn more. Trading in futures involves risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone. Not all applicants will qualify, and this is not personal financial advice. Plus 500, it's trading with a plus. Attention cigar enthusiasts. Today, we're thrilled to introduce to you CigarBid, America's number one online cigar auction site. If you're looking for unbeatable deals on every type of cigar, listen up. At CigarBid, you have the power to set your own price, often scoring top quality cigars and accessories at prices much lower than retail. Others want you to believe they are always giving you their best deal, but at CigarBid, you get to decide the deal. It's the cigar site the rest of the industry does not want you to know about. Score deals at the best prices every single day. The live auctions are fast-paced and exciting, making every bid a thrilling experience. Check out Freefall to watch the prices drop in real time, or the Power Hour for our fastest-paced auctions. CigarBid has a text update, so you get notified when you're outbid and get exclusive deals right to you. And if bidding is not your thing, then no problem at all, because you can buy the cigars straight up at awesome low prices as well. So no matter what you're looking for, you'll find it at CigarBid. So if you're ready to enjoy the fun and the convenient way to purchase fine cigars at great prices online, visit cigarbid.com/crypto101. That's cigarbid.com/crypto101. Happy bidding. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? And credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With Gemini Credit Card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight into your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, or you're a faithful listener of the Crypto 101 podcast and love Bitcoin and other cryptos, visit the Gemini credit card website so it's easy for you to earn even more Bitcoin or crypto with their credit card. Again, visit Gemini.com/card today to learn more. But you guys brought something to the table today that we want to talk about. So what I'm going to bring up here is the ETF flows, and it's a Bitcoin and Ethereum comparison. And Brian, you had an interesting take about the flows. So let me pull up that chart and hand it off to you.
Yeah, we've seen some green flows. It's been pretty steady for Bitcoin, but you can kind of see May 29th, May 30th, and June 1st, we had some outflows, and we've seen some small volatility in the price of Bitcoin, but that was interesting to me. It's not unordinary to see some outflows with these ETFs, but Bitcoin's been so steady, so green. But when you click over, Tivo, to the Ethereum ETFs, just a sea of green. Every day it's been flowing a positive inflows for Ethereum. And I'm really on record on some other shows kind of trashing Ethereum over the past couple months because it's really kind of hurt me in the past. And we've seen Bitcoin run to all-time highs. Ethereum still not close to its all-time high of what was it, like 4,800? So this makes me really excited for Ethereum again. We've seen just recently some really positive price action with Ethereum. It's starting to outperform some of the majors out there. When I say majors, like Bitcoin, Solana, some of these other major crypto coins. So it's getting me excited seeing these Ethereum ETFs flowing positive green. And I'm starting to get very bullish that we're going to start to really get above that 3,000 Ethereum mark. I think it's going to be very beneficial for Ethereum memes and just that entire ecosystem. Honestly, this is Ethereum's last chance to win my love. I was an Ethereum maxi for years, kind of started to sour on it because everything other than Ethereum was running, but those ETFs are definitely interesting.
Yeah, Joe, I'm putting up here the, we got the 1 year, still down 30% on the year. Obviously the 5 year, you're taking a 10 bagger with you, but you know, just when you compare it to Bitcoin and you know, even some of those newer altcoins that I know you guys have been picking, Fartcoin comes to mind, and then you know the community and what Bryce and Brendan do, you know, with the newsletter and those stuff. There's other options out there that are definitely outperforming Ethereum up until recently. You know, a great run, you know, the last month, 43% and whatnot. Still 6 months, man, down 30%, even with that rip off the bottom. But Joe, do you have any takes on Ethereum here as it gains its momentum this month?
Yeah, Brian and I notably were Ethereum maxis back in the heydays. And we migrated, you know, a lot of activity into Solana with meme coins. But Ethereum is still, you know, second biggest TVL in terms of DeFi, second biggest crypto of all time. And the platform itself is not going anywhere. Brian and I talked about how they're doing upgrades, actually. They're doing a whole, like, you know, renovation of sorts, not just a facelift. So they're looking to scale their L1 and L2 together. We live and breathe on the L2s. Like, we're doing meme coins, farming platforms on Abstract, on Base. You know, that's where a lot of activity is happening. A lot of NFT and meme coins are happening on Abstract and Base. So that's why there's not much love for Ethereum. But we still buy Ethereum because Abstract and Base don't have their own native tokens. So people are still buying Ethereum. Is it going to see the pop that we all wanted to see? Or let's see, you know, hopefully this upgrade and the changes in the communities and the leadership is going to make that change up. So, but we still got love for it, and I still got high hopes for it.
Yeah, I mean, you just can't deny the market cap up there. Sometimes in the show, we pull up the top assets by market cap. Bitcoin's sitting at 5 or 6 right now, just behind Amazon. It's been flip-flopping with Amazon recently. And yeah, you don't have to scroll too far down. I believe in the T's is still where Ethereum is. So yeah, something you just can't flat out ignore. But new opportunities. So we'll transition there. Not the best transition I've ever done, but new opportunities on the horizon with Circle, guys. Circle just IPO'd today. So it's actually today's Thursday, June 5th. The Circle IPO went live. Joe is shaking his head in disbelief because the IPO issued, and in about, 15 minutes, it's a 200%, a two-bagger in a couple minutes in the stock market. I mean, I thought I was on moonshot, guys. I didn't realize I was in the stock market here. This is going to be a good conversation, but Joe, I wanted to get, you had some, you know, your feelings and your raw take right off the jump. I want to hear from you about your feelings on the Circle IPO.
Still raw. I mean, it's not but 2 hours ago. I messaged on our company Slack or whatnot. I was the first one to say, am I the only one that missed out on his IPO and I got screwed by Robinhood? And then Brendan said he didn't get any also. And then Brian, I felt a little bit better. And I saw you, TiVo. I saw you typing and then stop typing and stop typing. I was like, what is TiVo doing? But I'm glad you got some. And long story short, if you were outside of the buy range, which me and Brian got in early. So the range, you know, if you're outside 20% of the range, then you don't get any stocks. When we got in, the range was like $22, $24, whatever it was. But TiVo, you know, I'm going to spill the beans. You were in range, and congrats to you. That's a quick double up. I would have been so excited. This would have been amazing, you know, and we saw that. We all wanted in, and luckily, one out of four of us, you got it, you know, from the company. But kudos to them. And Brian just talking about, you know, the valuation. So they're sitting around 18 to 20 billion market cap, which is exactly the words that you said, TiVo, is what I said to Brian. I was like, this is like a meme coin. Yeah. Exactly like a meme coin. But, you know, so Circle has got like 63 billion in reserves, and Tether's got like 130, 140 billion. So they're like half of Tether. So if this, you know, stablecoin act activates well, then Circle can print money, and that's, and the proof is in the pudding, right? People are putting the money, you know, they're banking on it doing well. So 20 billion market cap is not out of the question, because the S&P trades at what, 20x earnings, and their earnings were around 1.7 billion last year. Revenue, not net profit. I'm sounding like a freaking CNBC analyst, but
yeah, bro.
That's how much I missed on this. Right after I told Brian, we were venting to each other, and I said I dig up all this stuff, and I'm like, yeah, dip, and now it's back up to $95.
I can't. I don't have too much to add, other than the people that listen to this show consistently know that I am like the Robin Hood guy. We had them on back in, it was like January 24, and we had Johan Kerbot, who's the head of GM of crypto for Robinhood, and he just gave a great interview, and we had him back on. I'm actually going to try and get him on soon, because obviously there's so much to talk about with him on the crypto side. But I just, like, after that interview, I just kind of came away from, like, there's no way this is priced into the whole crypto side of the business. I'm like, I kind of like the UI. I think it's a great UI compared to, you know, Vanguard, for example, and all the old guards. But I basically started talking about it with Brendan on the show as like my crypto, like, funny stock play. And like, I have a clip back in the day. It was like $13 a share, and now it's trading at 75. So it's like literally meme coin gains. And so kind of ever since then, I'm definitely the positive Robin Hood speaker, even though they've had the huge mishaps. Like, we can't forget GameStop, right? We can't forget when it was a sell only on the GameStop saga. I think there's more to that story than just blaming Robin Hood and Vlad. I think the Citadel and Ken Griffith and those guys might have had something to do with that in some backdoor conversations. But, you know, that was a huge black eye for them. And, you know, I totally feel the pain for, like, a team, us, that we're all in on Circle. We want stablecoins. We want exposure to it, right? And I know that we all were talking about it for weeks. We want to get into this IPO. And I think it's cool that Robinhood's giving people the opportunity to get in. Like, I got in, I gave it a big spread, which kind of, like, I guess, whether it was strategy, a little bit of luck, obviously, I was like, all right, this thing's going to pop. Like, the crypto stocks are hot right now. So I gave it a big spread. I got a little nibble of it, which is a nice win. But also, like, you guys are left on the sidelines. So, and kind of, I guess I'd love to interview Vlad one day, but we were kind of going over the email process of updating you guys, updating us of where the spread was. And, you know, I think there could be some changes made maybe to make it more fair. They were given kind of updates a little bit late. So if you're somebody that's, you know, interested in the IPO game, Robinhood does offer it, which is, I think, cool. Maybe I'm wrong. Does anybody know of any other brokerages that offer that for just a basic account?
No, I got this is the only one. And I do have a last thought or alpha on this, is that the new, you know, plays to get involved into could be the reverse, you know, the reverse play of what we're doing here in the world of Crypto 101 and Momentum Moneymakers, which is IPOing in the traditional stock market. Like, anything that's been IPOing has just crushed it. Like, you know, MicroStrategy is the most famous one, right? The stock went up 10x. We didn't talk about Hood, right? But Brian mentioned this yesterday. They bought an exchange for how much, Brian? They brought bit
200 million, something like that. 200 was a lot.
Yeah, it wasn't a... Yeah, I think that's right. We talked about it on Friday. I brought up the tweet. Let me see if I can find it. But yeah, they...
$200 million takeover, 50 global crypto licenses, established institutional crypto client base, new lending and staking infrastructure, and a crypto as a service white label product. Hood, that's off the TiVo, is up 72% on the year. They're crushing.
Yeah, let me share this one. SharpLink went up 2,000%, only to dip 30% because they're deploying the Ethereum strategy. And we've seen this with anyone deploying the Bitcoin strategy, that their native stock pumps up. So those are just people deploying strategies. But what I'm saying is, crypto companies that's going to, you know, IPO in today's, you know, TradFi world, those are probably the new, that's the new alpha, that's the new meta. We're going backwards here. So I'm it's not even me saying it first. It's like, there's data there. There's so much proof that that's happening. And I'm going to try to get in as many IPOs as I can. Oh, good companies, not like bad, you know, crypto companies.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of data, I know that Galaxy Digital went IPO'd a couple weeks ago, May 16th, I think. They rang the bell down. So, like, again, different story. They're the data seller and they got a big business, but down 13% so far. But that's somebody maybe to keep an eye on. And I think we should always wrap up with this type of conversation, is never personal financial advice for anybody listening to this show. No, just a couple friends talking crypto and apparently talking some stocks, because That is the thing. I always felt bad when we were doing the rundown, and I was always bringing up Hood because it was like, you know, you get proud of your big winners, right? So you want to talk about them. And I was like, man, it's just the stock. It's not crypto. It's a stock. But like I did it because of crypto. Like I did it because of Bitcoin. And I just thought it was undervalued in that sense. And the play has been correct. But I feel like we're at this circle. It's a perfect example. It's like we are totally cross-pollinating now the crypto momentum with the traditional stock markets. Joe, you nailed it. It's like, okay, do you want to do an ICO or do you want to do an IPO? These IPOs are looking pretty good if you have the right concoction. But something, again, I think we go where the winners are, right? Like that's what our team's all about. So it's something that we should and will continue to talk about and where the momentum is. But let's dive into the trenches, boys. Let's dive into the trenches. Great transition. The last one, not so good. Great transition there. We're going to dive into, you know, your guys' specialty. And so I'm not even going to tee it up. I just know that Pump Fun is planning a $1 billion token sale. And so I'm going to bring it up on the screen here and I'm going to toss it to you guys to give us the rundown of what that is. And I think I'll actually have some genuine questions myself because I'm not too informed about this one. So run it down for me about the Pump Fun token sale.
Yeah, this is the big deal. For anybody that's curious, Pumped Up Fun is one of the leading token platforms where you can create any Solana token and just basically fire it off. And if it graduates to a level, you can buy it on an exchange. And they make more money hand over fist. I don't know the exact dollar.
$700 million.
Is that how much they make?
They made, that's how much they made.
Yeah. An absolute killer amount of money. They're pretty much really the premier platform. We've seen some other platforms come out and try to do the same thing. So they definitely have some competition, but we've been hollering for a while for Pumped Up Fund to create a token and basically airdrop it to us so we all rich and we can pile it back into the trenches. Honestly, when this news initially hit, I was a little bit salty about it because I felt like a $1 billion token sale was just going to be a heavy max extraction out of the trenches. You know, everyone's going to pile into it. And was this going to be Trump or Melania 2.0 where funds start flowing right into pump.fun and they're going to sell off and, you know, all of our Solana meme coins get wrecked? That was my initial thought. There was actually a great poll trending on Twitter where 75% of crypto Twitter was bearish on the news as well. So my initial reaction was spot on with everybody in crypto Twitter, but I'm the type of person, as you and Joe know, I like the yin when everyone yangs, and I started to kind of think outside of the box here. I'm a little contrarian at heart. And when everyone was so bearish on it, I started thinking about it. And you know what? Pumped Up Fund wants this to succeed. At the end of the day, they want to succeed. They want people to create more tokens. They want more trading fees. They don't want to just max extract and run off and ride off into the sunset with all the money. They make a ton of money. And if they do this right, it could be very bullish. So I'm starting to personally flip on this slightly. And it really, part of this, and Joe and I talked about this, it's like, where's this $1 billion going to come from? Is it going to come from like everybody in the trenches selling their Fartcoin to migrate it over? Or is it going to be institutions? Is it going to be whales? That's where the $1 billion is going to come. Is it going to be $1 billion that wasn't initially in the trenches? And then we don't have a lot of information around this. The more information we get, we can give a better thesis. Are they going to do buybacks? Are they going to reward people that use the platform with an airdrop? I think that's big. If they reward everyone with an airdrop, I mean, if you're on pump.fun, buying micro caps that haven't graduated, you're probably not going to, you know, sell that for Apple stock. You're going to pile it right back into the Solana ecosystem. So personally, I think there's a way and a path here where it could be very, very bullish for the entire ecosystem. And I'm flipping a little bit more bullish. So I'm going to wrap it up here. Initially was super bearish, talking crap on it, kind of writing it in our group chats, like this is max extraction. I'm salty at Pumped Up Fun. Started thinking a little bit once the dust settled, and I was like, hey, if they do this right, raise this money properly, do some buybacks, give an airdrop, this could actually pump liquidity into the market. I'll kick it over to Joe because I know he has a ton of thoughts on this.
I was just looking into some stats. And Pump Fun, for those who don't know, is just a meme coin launching platform initially. They generated $700 million in fees from that. They've since pivoted to become a liquidity pool provider, which provides liquidity, you know, for people to trade so that people, like what Brian said, graduated means that there's enough liquidity for them to get into the next stage so that people don't just buy like a token of zero value. And by getting into that, they could tap into even a larger revenue source. So Radium, which was the exclusive liquidity provider for Solana, generates around $700 million in revenue also. It's crazy. Everyone's just generating money except for us here. Missing out on the Circle IPO. But what I'm trying to say is a pump fund is looking to be more. And with this token, why do you raise money? You're probably looking to do more stuff, right? Maybe not for exit. Hopefully not. It's going to be a different way to look at this. It's very interesting. It's not a meme coin. And I don't know many protocol-based plays on Solana besides, you know, Radium, Pump Fund being one of them, maybe a few AI agent launching things. But Pump Fund is probably going to be the biggest IPO. My head's stuck in IPOs. IDOs on Solana, you know? And so the valuation, when me and Brian talked about this, initially we thought, oh, it's a bit much. But if they're generating $700 million, $4 billion, you know, 20x, we're not going to judge them like Silicon Valley, 20x earnings, but $4 billion is not too crazy. You know, we just saw Circle evaluate at $8 billion. They're at $20 billion now, just within a day. So Pump Fund being, you know, a big attention grabber that they are, I think $4 billion is low, actually.
I love it. I think it's a great debate. It's a great conversation. I guess my question would be, like, I don't want to use that term. Quick hitter, like good or bad for the trenches? Brian, first, like at the end of the day, when this goes live, you know, 2 weeks after, what are we looking at?
If they give an airdrop to the guys that are in the trenches, I think it's great for Solana and the trenches. And that's why I flipped bullish. But I think it's all about how how this is all going to shake out. Where's the money coming from? And I don't want them to extract it from the trenches. So if the money's coming from some whales and some institutional players, and of course some people in the trenches are going to buy into it, and they airdrop people in the trenches that use that platform while they made this $700 million, I think it's extremely bullish. If they don't do an airdrop and this is just, you know, buy the token presale and they don't, you know, support the community, I think it could be very bearish. But if I had to pick between the two, I'm more on the bullish side now.
All right. Joe?
Yeah. Is there tokenomics out on yet, Brian? Maybe not. I mean, if this is a different type of token sale, then maybe we won't get insight into that till later. That would determine a lot, like the Trump coin, right? 80% locked, right? How's that look? We don't know how that looks. So that's going to dictate a lot of the pricing. But exactly what Brian said, if they include the community, then the community coins that's on Solana is going to fare well, I would say. People would just utilize that liquidity probably to spend within the Solana trenches. So if that happens, then I'm bullish.
I'm not exactly a tech genius, but I knew one thing for sure. If I wanted my small business to crush it, I needed a website that worked like a pro, and I needed it yesterday. Lucky for me, Bluehost made it ridiculously easy. With their AI design tools, building my website was a walk in the park. I could customize, optimize, and monetize everything exactly how I wanted. In just a few minutes, I had a secure site up and running. I couldn't believe how straightforward it was. And getting found online? Bluehost helped me with that too. I perfected my keywords and meta descriptions with their search engine tools. The AI even gave me suggestions to improve my pages. Now I can sit back, relax, and focus on my customers while my website continues to rank higher and higher on Google. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, I wasn't worried about taking the plunge, and now I'm so glad I did. Head over to Bluehost.com and build something special today.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
I'm not exactly a tech genius, but I knew one thing for sure. If I wanted my small business to crush it, I needed a website that worked like a pro, and I needed it yesterday. Lucky for me, Bluehost made it ridiculously easy. With their AI design tools, building my website was a walk in the park. I could customize, optimize, and monetize everything exactly how I wanted. In just a few minutes, I had a secure site up and running. I couldn't believe how straightforward it was. And getting found online? Bluehost helped me with that too. I perfected my keywords and meta descriptions with their search engine tools. The AI even gave me suggestions to improve my pages. Now I can sit back, relax, and focus on my customers while my website continues to rank higher and higher on Google. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, I wasn't worried about taking the plunge, and now I'm so glad I did. Head over to Bluehost.com and build something special today.
I'm not mad at it overall, personally.
And then last point on this, I'm seeing on this article specifically that it's coming soon. Is there a set date on this yet?
No,
not yet.
I think that's the biggest thing, is that we don't have enough information to really make a proper judgment here. And if they do it right, it could be huge. And I just keep going back that Pump.Fun likes making money as much as JP Morgan likes to make money.
Yeah,
So they have a real opportunity to reward everyone and realize that this money's going to flow back into their platform. And I do think Pump.Fun has bigger plans as well. I think they could really look into becoming an L1 or something along those lines. I'm bullish on this, but initially I was salty. And it's funny because all of us for months were clamoring, hey, you got a good product. Launch a token. So Pump.Fun launches a token and everyone gets real sour on it. So, and I'm even more bullish when 75% of Twitter in a poll is, you know, bearish on it. You should probably be bullish because we're always wrong on Twitter.
I like
that. Myself included.
No, we say that a lot. You don't want to be on the same side of the boat as everybody else. I just saw the note here. It's like they teased on X that it could come out in the next 2 weeks. So obviously we're going to be watching that. And if there's anything, you know, any updates, we're obviously, this seems like it's going to be a big event liquidity wise and just for the trenches. So we're going to have you back to talk about it. So stay tuned on that. Final topic of the day. Speaking of launching stuff, we don't know who it is. I think that's what this conversation is going to be about. The Trump meme team. Is it the president? Is it Don Jr. who's in charge of it? He's not in charge of it. Trump memes, guys. The Trump wallet. Trumpwallet.com announced that they are launching a wallet for the Trump meme and for that community. People were excited about it. And then basically what I'm pulling up here is Trump Magic Eden and Trump memes promote this wallet. And then basically immediately, as I'm showing here, Don Jr. goes, the Trump organization has zero involvement with this product. Eric and I know nothing about it. Stay tuned. World Liberty Financial, on which we've been working tirelessly on, we'll be launching our own official wallet soon. So there's some confusion on the initial rollout of it. The, you know, Don Jr. says no, and then share this tab here. Magic Eden, yes, it's real. I mean, to talk about the whole, we've obviously talked about it on your podcast, Crypto Mavericks, and on the rundown tirelessly, like this Trump meme phenomenon is of like a presidential incoming, not a candidate, like the incoming president of the United States launched a meme coin. That was fascinating enough. And, you know, we had the dinner that Bryce went to, another fascinating storyline of like keeping the community, like bringing some utility, right? And then now this seeming wallet is launched and Don Jr. wants nothing to do with it. It seems like there's competing forces. The Trump meme team is one. You know, who's getting the kickbacks there? And then we've got, you know, World Liberty Fi and the Trump family, you know, working on that, seemingly like they're not in lockstep here. So you guys know more than anybody about the trenches. So break down the scenario and what are you seeing? Hey, everybody, TiVo here, just with a quick addendum to the episode. So what you're about to watch is the Trump meme coin wallet saga with Magic Eden. So you're about to watch this. And literally while we were recording, at the end, I'm recording this 10 minutes right after we just got off the mic, but there is a new update to it. Basically, World Liberty Fi has now put a cease and desist to Magic Eden to take down the, Trump wallet. So I have the document that's circling on, X right now around, Don Jr., who you're going to see was kind of in a back and forth fight with Magic Eden. So just wanted to throw this in before we transition to the segment, that the ending of the segment would basically include this, except we were recording literally as this was happening. So our only addendum is that the cease and desist has been sent. The website for the Trump wallet has been taken down, and it seems Don Jr. was right. So let's tune in and kind of set up what led to this moment, but this was the final result. Enjoy the rest of the episode. Thanks.
Yeah, it's pretty clear to me because I've been in trenches for a while. Trump launched his NFTs like 4 years ago. He launched NFTs into Ethereum, Polygon, Bitcoin even. Like, that team is in the know. And I believe personally that Trump meme coin is from the Trump team. separate from Don and Eric, which is, you know, where Liberty filed. They have a lot to focus on, which we'll talk about in a second. But Truth Social also filed for a Bitcoin ETF, which was huge news yesterday also. And they're also looking to raise $2.5 billion to deploy the Bitcoin strategy. So that whole company product suite looks to be specifically Donald J. Trump related, which is the president of the United States. Everything that they've done to this day was just Trump branded. I like it. You know, just keep it within the ecosystem. I should have bought his high tops. You know, I didn't get any, Brian, when he busted out the sneakers. And I wish I would have got some now. So, and then World Liberty Fi, they're doing a whole suite of things on their end, right? They're raising money. They just dropped stablecoin, like, valued at $2 billion. And they're doing, you know, their raises. And they just airdrop tokens. They had a raise. So it seems like completely different products, in my personal opinion. And that's what I believe is happening. But the wallet is real. The website's not taken down. Magic Eden is supporting this for sure. I know Brian has some takes on Magic Eden and their collaboration. And I believe it's going to expand. It's supporting the Trump token and probably expand to more unique offerings like Bitcoin, like he's looking to raise money for. And there's a $1 million reward bonus for it. So he's putting money in there too. So I'm excited about it.
Yeah, this whole situation's bizarre to me. You know, they announced this Trump wallet, then, you know, Don Jr. and Eric Trump are like, that's not us, and causes confusion across the timeline. And then Magic Eden. We had a great guy on the podcast once, Joe Dahl. Shout out Joe Dahl. He's like one of the lead counsel for Magic Eden. I'll tell you this much. He was sharp. They absolutely know their stuff. Really excited for what they're building over at Magic Eden. So when they kind of doubled down and they're like, this is... I was like, okay, what's going on here? You know, so it does seem like the partnership is more with the Trump meme coin team and not so much with the Trump family itself. It's just a bizarre situation, if you ask me. But the wallet is real, like Joe said. There's a way to sign up for it. I have enough wallets right now. I didn't do the sign up yet, but I might get around to it. But it's just an interesting time here. And I just don't want this to muddy the waters too much with crypto at the end of the day, with Trump's involvement in a lot of different areas. Like, I believe crypto is a bipartisan issue. You know, it's so many levels. It's so important. Utilizing blockchain, utilizing crypto, it's much bigger than the presidency. It's much bigger than any one of us. So I don't want it to get to like Democrats pointing the finger, hey, look what Trump did, or look what the Trump family did, and like sour this at the end of the day, or they utilize this for propaganda during an election. It should be a bipartisan issue. We all know the advantages of crypto, Bitcoin, blockchain. It's a no-brainer. And if you listen to our shows, it's an absolute no-brainer. So this is bizarre. When it initially broke, I was just like, it's a back and forth between Trump and Magic Eden, and it turns out that it's a real wallet and there's some sort of real agreement, but I have no idea who's actually backing it.
Yeah, I just heard the doorbell. I wonder if it's the Secret Service.
That was a my doorbell.
Buy Trump memes. Buy Trump memes.
That's actually my Ledger hard wallet being delivered. No joke. It just arrived. Hold on, let me go get it.
That's great. Man, that's so funny. Yeah, the Secret Service knocking on Joe's door being like, buy Trump memes, buy Trump wallet. That's great. That's awesome.
I think the biggest point here with this whole Trump wallet and World Liberty Financial and Trump meme coins or Trump NFTs is that the most powerful man in the world is heavily involved in crypto, and I don't think that's slowing down anytime soon. Even though it's a little bizarre and it gets a little murky, at the end of the day, I'm very bullish on crypto over the next.
Yeah. No, I think it's exactly when you take, I mean, the presidency is obviously so polarizing, but like, strip out, like you said, it's not a bipartisan issue. If you strip out that, it's like, wow, the governmental branch is so focused on this in a positive way, which it wasn't obviously for the last couple of years. And then you have the investment side of things, like the big money, the huge JP Morgan, like what we just talked about at the top of the show, all the big money is now focused on this in such a way. It's like, it's never personal financial advice, but it seems like a no-brainer to get involved. And I think that's why this show's so great, because, you know, whether you're in the trenches and you're trading every week, you're just somebody that's trying to like kind of dip your feet in and understand what's going on. That's what we try to do with obviously our classic interviews, the rundowns, the meme coin updates. Like, I really love the menu of options that we're giving on this podcast channel right now, and the numbers reflect that. And I'm just always appreciating all the listeners. But Joe, you got a new toy there?
Yeah, I got a new Solana Ledger.
There it is.
Yeah, my old one is too tiny.
Nice.
We're making too much money here. We need bigger wallets, if that makes sense, to hold more digital coins. But I do have one parting comment on not the political stuff, but more on the adoption side. It's just taking on its life as its own. of his own. That's why Jamie Dimon's coming on, because BlackRock led the charge, Fidelity's mm-hmm. leading the charge. Everyone's just like, oh, shoot, we better not miss out now. And then same thing with the states versus federal. I was talking about this with Brian. States now are taking a lead. No one's waiting for the Federal Reserve, just like marijuana. You know, marijuana is legally in the states, but not federally. We're now seeing Bitcoin bonds that New York might launch, which is tax-free on a municipal level. You didn't know that. New Hampshire Reserve. So we're going to see more and more states and activations, regardless of what the mandate is from Congress. And we're seeing that from companies leading. So it's just a very exciting time, and just don't get left behind.
No, 100%. And just a plug for Leisure, but also Treasure, like whatever wallet, if you're interested in learning more about wallets, guys, hit our YouTube channel for our tutorials. We have a ton of awesome tutorials. I know Brendan has the wallet tutorials. If you want to learn, if that's the first time you've heard, like, what's Ledger? Like, go educate yourself on wallets. We have all the different kinds. We give you full reviews. So that's just another plug for our YouTube channel. Besides just this type of content, there's tons of tutorials. We've got Brian and Joe on there walking you through Deck Screener, how to look for awesome memes. Brian's got the legendary moonshot tutorial when that thing was taken off. Guy, like, that's what we do here, right? We try to make it fun, entertain, and give you kind of the news, but we're educators at heart. So check out the YouTube for hopefully some fun entertainment, but also those awesome tutorials that literally rock up hundreds of thousands of views for us over the last year. And it's just been so awesome. And that's gonna be my closing note, man. Crypto 101, we're going to the moon. And if you're still listening at the end of this episode, you certainly are joining us. And we'll hope you join us again next week with more awesome episodes, interviews, rundowns. We'll see you then. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
I'm not exactly a tech genius, but I knew one thing for sure. If I wanted my small business to crush it, I needed a website that worked like a pro, and I needed it yesterday. Lucky for me, Bluehost made it ridiculously easy. With their AI design tools, building my website was a walk in the park. I could customize, optimize, and monetize everything exactly how I wanted. In just a few minutes, I had a secure site up and running. I couldn't believe how straightforward it was. And getting found online? Bluehost helped me with that, too. I perfected my keywords and meta descriptions with their search engine tools. The AI even gave me suggestions to improve my pages. Now I can sit back, relax, and focus on my customers, while my website continues to rank higher and higher on Google. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, I wasn't worried about taking the plunge. And now I'm so glad I did. Head over to Bluehost.com and build something special today.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains June 6th through the 9th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.